new book, An Epic Tale of the People of the Covenant, The Origin of Christianity. New issue, the PDF versions of An Epic Tale of the People of the Covenant, The Origin of Christianity. In English, Japanese, and Chinese editions are now available on Google Play website in 66 countries around the world. And EPUB versions of Japanese and English editions are on Amazon website in 13 countries. All prices are worth $4. Please visit the nearest site and purchase in your favorite currency. Acknowledgement. Last year, I published the 6th edition of my book, The Origin of Christianity, with the subtitle An Epic Tale of the People of the Covenant, paying attention to the fact that Christianity was born from the church movement that had occurred in the process of the People of the Covenant scattered all over the world. After they had migrated from the Fertile Crescent at the mouth of the Tigris and Euphrates rivers to the Promised Land, Canaan. However, later it became clear that the Ephraim and Manasseh, only who possessed the genetic characteristics of Paleo-Mongoloid among the 12 tribes of Israel, played an important role not only in the conquest of Canaan, but also in the eastern transmission of Christianity. Thus, this time, I deliver this 7th edition is the main title of An Epic Tale of the People of the Covenant. In creating the augmented part of the 7th edition, I got many hints from the blog of Protestant Bible commentator Mr. Arimasa Kubo, who was the first pastor of the Ikebukuro Nishi Church and used them as a reference. December 2020, Atsushi Murakami. Preface. In the region from Mesopotamia, situated within the Tigris-Euphrates River to Palestine, city-states where agricultural and nomadic people had lived together have risen and fallen since ancient times. The agricultural people played a leading role in the most of the city-states. However, the Normans traded not only with Egypt in the west, but also with India and China in the east, and served as a catalyst for cross-cultural fusion. These Normans include not only tribes of Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Zebulun, Issachar, Dan, Gad, Asher, Naphtali, Joseph, and Benjamin, who have cultural background of Mesopotamia and Egypt, but also Manasseh and Ephraim, who have the Y chromosome gene D, which is characteristic of the Tibetans and Jomon people, the indigenous people of the Japanese archipelago, and seems to have been belonged to the Paleo-Mongoloids. They had also believed in different patron gods, but they formed a union of independent tribes and established the unity of religion and politics based on the covenant of the single founder, Abraham and God, from 3,000 years to 4,000 years ago in Palestine region, and appeared on history's center stage, replacing agricultural people. Thus, the people of the covenant was born. Though Judaism was originally an exclusive and introvert religion, as the 12 tribes of Israel incorporated the extroverted and harmonious Ephraim and Manasseh tribes of Paleo-Mongoloid, Judaism and Christianity were propagated to not only the Mediterranean region, but also to Central Asia, India, China, and even Japanese archipelago. Moreover, Jinjiao, luminous religion, which is considered to be the origin of the Oriental Christian churches, played a role as a catalyst for the birth of Islam and the Mahayana Buddhist movement. As a result, the total number of the people of the covenant, that is, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, is said to be 3.4 billion now. Part 4. Thomas's Eastern Evangelism. Chapter 9. A thread of faith binding between St. Thomas's mission to Beijing and Wakoku. According to Protestant Bible commentator Mr. Arimasa Kubo, who was the first pastor of the Ikebukuro Nishi Church, the United Church of Christ in Japan, St. Thomas traveled to Assyria around 35 CE. 2 years after Jesus' ascension, and went on a mission to India and then evangelized to China via Tibet, visited the present Beijing in 62 CE, and seemed to have established an organized church congregation too. By the way, why did Thomas go to the northern frontier town called Jixian, but not Luoyang or Chang'an, capital cities of the later Han? Apostles at that time, whether Paul or John, all preached to areas where a Jewish community already existed, and it is probable that there was also a Jewish community in Beijing at that time. Come to think of it, on the monument of the reconstruction of the Temple of Purity and Truth, discovered in Kaifeng City of eastern Henan province of China, it is said to be written that the Jews first arrived in the city in 231 BC, when General Ben Wang of Qing reduced Wei's capital city, Dalian, current Kaifeng city and formed a Jewish community. Almost 10 years later, in 226 BC, General Ben Wang deduced Yan's royal capital, Jichen, now the city of Beijing, and the kingdom of Yan was extinguished in 222 BC. Seen as the mother tribe of Qin, the Jiang tribe was literally herd that grazed sheep and was a typical descendant of Manasseh, according to Israeli research agency Amishav, organization aimed at seeking the lost tribes of Israel. Therefore, there seems to have been Jewish mercenary units which took put in various battles directly under General Ben Wang, and communities of families of these mercenary units might have formed in the area where the general was to battle. Incidentally, China's oldest geography book, Shanghai Qing, Mountain and Sea Stola, written during the Spring and Autumn Warring State period to the Qin Han era, states that the country of Gai lies south of Yan and north of Wu, Wa in Japanese, and Wu belonged to Yan. This is the first example of Wu appearing in Chinese books. Apparently, Wu seems to have been regarded as a part of Yan around the time from the Spring and Autumn Warring States period to the Qin Han era. If so, when St. Thomas visited former Yan's royal capital, Jichen, the Jewish community there might have had a close relationship with Yamato Kingdom, which Nini Hayashino Mikoto had established under the corporation of the Jewish tribe Ephraim, and Hatakuran, which was descendant of the Manasseh tribe and had been naturalized in Yamato in Emperor Ojin's regime, later mentioned. Ephraim and Manasseh mediate Korean roots of imperial family, while the description in the Nihon Shoki and Kojiki implies that the Japanese imperial family has blood relations with both Shira and Bache, and it appears that the Ephraim and Manasseh tribes of the 10 lost tribes of Israel seem to have acted as mediator of them. Because when Nini Hayashino Mikoto descended in Kinki region first, he called his country Yamato Kingdom, based on the Aramic word Yahamato, which means Yahweh's people, in order to show themselves as a tribe of Tenzin, imperial ancestors descended from heaven. Residents of the Japanese archipelago, including Jomon people, began to call themselves Yamato, and it became the national title of the Yamatai Koku that was born after that. defender general of the Eastern Expedition of Kitakyushu-based Korean Peninsula linked clan. Perhaps Iwai, vanquished to the Kinki region, he inherited the name of the Yamato Kingdom and called himself Kamu Yamato Iwarehiko no Mikoto, which is derived from the Hebrew Aramic words Kamu Yamato Ephraim Teko Shumeron Makto, and can be interpreted as the King of Samaria, the noble founder of the Ephraim tribe of Yahweh. Jesus suggests that Nihayahino Mikoto established the Yamato Kingdom with the cooperation of the Jewish tribe Ephraim, and Emperor Jin also inherited that tradition. On the other hand, it seems that the tribe in Kitakyushu, led by Emperor Jin's older brother Inai no Mikoto, later founded Shira on the Korean Peninsula. However, both Yamataikoku and Yamato Kingdom often dispatched troops to Shira, taking a diplomatic stance supporting Bache. In the Emperor Ojin's reign, the Emperor sent troops to Korean Peninsula twice to realize the arrival of King of Yuzuki, who is said to have been the third generation grandson of Qinshi Huang and also the ancestor of Hata clan, and to have led the people of 120 prefectures and have requested naturalization as Yamato citizens, but have been stuck in Kara after being disputed by Shira. According to the Israeli research agency Amishaf, Hata clan seemed to have been the descendants of the tribe Manasseh. If the description in Honcho Koin Shogunroku is correct, the current royal family, which belongs to Emperor Keitai's direct line, is likely to be the descendants of the Manasseh tribe.